It looks like Leveson at the end of this week is going to recommend statutory regulation of the press. Should David Cameron go along with this?
No, he's not going to go along with it. There was never any chance of that. I think that one of the ironies of the Leveson inquiry is that, presumably like most inquiries, the government commissioned it to kick the issue into the long grass without realising that this is going to be an obsession of London's media and political establishment. It was going to be on the rolling news for weeks and weeks. There were going to be celebrities involved, and he turned the thing into a circus. So he never had any intention of taking this seriously, and he certainly can't now. He cannot introduce regulation to the press. I absolutely guarantee you that is not going to happen.
If he doesn't accept Leveson's recommendations, is he just buying under pressure from a press that basically thinks it's untouchable?
No, I think that the party has made it pretty clear all the way along that there is an ideological and an issue of principle at stake here, that it is not reasonable for a modern democracy to introduce special regulation for a free press, especially in this country where it has centuries of tradition of fighting to be free of government regulation. I think that this is simply a massive PR disaster for the government in terms of doing the usual trick of launching an inquiry to sideline an issue and unwittingly turning it into to a massive circus.
Well, politicians do seem to be lining up to give the press a bit of a kicking at the minute. Do you think it's anything more than revenge?
Well, I think that this definitely does originate in the expenses scandal. I think that is what caused certain parts of Parliament to be so absolutely determined to get this off the ground. I think that there is also an agenda in certain sections of the party that sees press barons, Murdoch in particular, as the key evil, a threat to democracy. And they have a long tradition of left-wing thinking behind that. That a free press requires you to own one, to repeat the cliche. So I think that there has definitely been a move to get on board this vehicle and point it towards Murdoch. But I mean, really, you've got to consider the absurdity of what you're talking about here in the age of the internet. The fact is that now everyone has access to a free press. So the idea of regulating it, the idea that there's some kind of political power there that very rich people and companies can have that the rest of us can't, is now redundant. It is interesting that Leveson has talked about regulating blogs, and a completely ridiculous King Canute-style idea, especially when the main political blog in Westminster, the Guido Fawkes blog, is registered offshore. It's completely inaccessible to him. You really have the impression here of a cabal of people who are just trying to stick their finger in a dike. It's just ridiculous. And the idea that this could result in some kind of attempt in the 21st century of the UK trying to regulate the media, just as the media is in the midst of a complete technological revolution, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it is a very... if there's anything here for newspapers to worry about, it's how far this got without anyone freaking out about it. 20 years ago, if this had been suggested, there would have been absolute outrage because newspapers were more important. They were more important as your key source of news. And I think that a lot of people have become quite blasé about where their information, their news comes from. They think now it comes from the internet. They don't realise news organisations are still generating most of the content on the internet.
Well, there seems to be a consensus at the moment that the press shouldn't be regulated, but there's no question as to why the broadcast media is regulated. Do you think it's time maybe to deregulate news in the broadcast media?
Well, this is another thing that another thing the internet is going to break wide open. It is, of course, completely ridiculous that we consider a free newspaper industry to be a cornerstone of democracy, but if television editorialises, that's the end of the world. It's part of that very patronising attitude that unwashed will if they see a moving image, can't be trusted to think for themselves. And I mean, we have this massive anachronism of the BBC in the middle of this, which, like the royal family, is now a national institution, but you certainly wouldn't invent it now if you were starting from scratch. But yes, I think that as television is increasingly delivered via internet technology, or even just via cable. I mean, now, if you have a cable service, it's becoming indistinguishable from the internet, even if you don't want to watch. TV online. I think that, yes, that cartel has got to be broken open as well. I mean, all over the rest of the world, you're seeing television stations just nakedly editorializing. In some countries, they're allowed to do it now, and I think that that's probably the more honest approach. And, of course, I mean, we have nakedly editorializing television here as well. We just pretend that we don't. It's a completely unrealistic expectation to put on the media. It's infantile. So yes, I think that the direction, far from being towards more regulation of the old media, is less, because it's just going to be completely impractical.
Well, as the online sphere grows, there's a lot of misinformation, and it's very easy for politicians and bloggers and people with an agenda to put out information to people that they can put out their own information to people who never question it. Don't you need a media there that tries to give a bit of balance?
Well, we just don't know any of us what's going to happen in the, you know, as a result of the technology, the technological revolution we're living through. I think you just have to trust in the fact that that there's very little history of people being fed obvious nonsense and getting away with it for people getting away with it for decade after decade. You know, no totalitarian regime even got away with pumping out the bogus statistics about the tractor factory without everybody realizing it was nonsense. And I suppose we just have to assume that that especially a free for all like the internet is going to be more robust against that. Possibly more shallow as well. I mean, simply because of the economics of it, there'll be, there will be perhaps, fewer resources available simply to look into stories in depth. But I think the idea that, that one person can drop an idea into the internet and it's going to pollute the entire space, I think that's probably less likely, if anything. So I wouldn't be too worried about that at all. But you do have to realise just what a change we're living through. You know, we are monks in the scriptorium. You know, looking at a printing press. That's what we are. And what happened to them? You know, it's everything is going to be completely swept away. And when you look at the Leveson Inquiry and poor old Brian Lord Leveson, looking more and more glum and indignant as he realizes just how out of his depth he is. It's farcical. I'm amazed that it got to this point. And I think that there's simply no question that Cameron is going to have to throw it in the bin. The real question for him is how does he manage that? How does he manage the news of that and the perception of it?
I'm sure you know yourself, with social media and Twitter, a lot of the time you have one group of people just retweeting a politician's views and blindly following it. Very few people seem to get stuck in there and question what's going on. If we had a similar setup in broadcast media in Northern Ireland, can you imagine a Northern Ireland with half the population on Sinn Féin TV and another half watching DUP TV?
What would be wrong with that? But, I mean, what would be wrong with that? That's more or less exactly what happens in the newspaper industry. And yet you do find that people do read across the newspapers in Northern Ireland. But, I mean, you have to ask, you know, why is that so wrong? Apart from the element of preaching to the choir, isn't it perhaps more responsible and more mature to say, yes, we are a group of people with a particular political perspective, and we will go off and analyze it properly. I mean, the question is, would say the Sinn Féin demographic head off into some sort of media ghetto where they wouldn't develop their ideas at all? They would just prop up their own ideas. And the same on the other side. I mean, but there doesn't seem to be much appetite for that in the professional media as such. There was, for example, no appetite for Daily Ireland. And you might say that that's because it was a newspaper and it was a bad time to launch a newspaper. But the complete failure of that was very telling. Mm-hmm. Because it was based on the entirely rational idea that Sinn Féin voters must be sick of buying a newspaper associated with the kind of SDLP line of thinking. But it turned out, in fact, that wasn't the case at all. And also, you see, the newsletter has not, its circulation has not exploded in line with the DUP vote.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I mean, these are newspapers. This is quite different. The idea that a television station might develop in a Sinn Féin or unionist line, I can't see it happening commercially. There just isn't enough revenue in Northern Ireland to set up such a thing. There isn't enough advertising revenue.
Yeah.
The fundamental thing to ask yourself is, if somebody did that on the internet, for example, where's the harm? You wouldn't think it was outrageous if somebody set up a Sinn Féin website, for example. Are we not grown up enough now to have, you know, political platforms, political views openly, to have to have editorializing to each other without everybody running around with flaming pitchforks? You know, it's there's a reason they call the BBC anti. It is a patronizing concept, the idea of an unbiased media. It's also, I mean, it's a facile concept. Just setting the center ground is a political act. But anyway, this all just demonstrates the absurdity of the idea that Brian and Co. can recommend a law that regulates the media. Nobody can regulate the media. Nobody even knows what direction the media is heading in. If you were to attempt to draft such a law, it would be out of date before the ink was dried.
Is there any point in having any type of regulation other than the law of the land?
No, and why would you need to have any more regulation other than the law of the land? Everything that was involved, as far as we know, in the phone tapping scandal was already illegal. And in fact, you would hope that that some of the laws that were broken, would be seen to be slightly oppressive, especially the one about wiretapping. It's a very dubious law. You would have hoped that that certain rights and freedom campaigners would be more concerned about that than with Hugh Grant's indignation over a prostitute, which is basically seems to be driving an enormous chunk of this. I cannot see that they're going to be able to make anything workable out of it. I mean, it's just absurd.